This recording, Madagascar 1A, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district. Upstairs, she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That was much nearer for her and more to like her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for. She got there. There was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. It was sentimental. So this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. Mary Harrison kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had different ideas. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Sarah had managed to bathe the goose. She whipped her off with a cloth. Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm originally from Madagascar. I was born in a small city which is called close to the city Antirabe. I took English class at the secondary school in Madagascar. We had English class just starting the two hours per week, and that during 2 years. And when I got to the high school, I still had some English classes, but just once a week. After I got my bachelor degree, I went to the University of Antananarivo, which is the capital of Madagascar. And at the university, I didn't have any more English class. So my English training was a little bit stopped there for that moment, until I got my graduate degree from the university, which is called GEA, which stands Diplôme d'études approfondies. After that I started to do my field research with some English-speaking people. And so I was involved within the conservation organization in my country, the WWF, and I followed the English training.